This is Ron Moss from the heart. As we get closer to the end of February, as we get closer to the end of Black History Month in 2024, I wanted to talk a little bit about education. Because, you know, it's not really, at least from a public media standpoint, particularly in our community, is not really being talked about enough. If you don't know it by now, you know, there have been legislation that has been passed about instructions on Black history. You know, since it's Black History Month, I just want to kind of throw that in there. And really, at the end of the day, if we can just have some real talk just for a minute. Matter of fact, let me do it this way. Let me be totally transparent. My daughter went through public school. My sons went through public school. And I can only give you an actual fact that I can remember that I went to a few or a handful of teacher-parent conferences when my daughter was in elementary school. I really don't remember going to any PTO meetings or teacher-parent conferences when my daughter was in middle school or high school. Never went when my son was in, even though he didn't live with me. Still, that's not an excuse. Didn't go in elementary, middle, or high school. Was working, doing my thing. I guess I had my fingers crossed, just hoping that things would work out. And I'm just being honest now. Now, granted, you know, my kids turned out okay. They're doing what they need to do. But I believe they could be in better positions in life if I would have been more involved with their education. If I would have been more involved as it relates to reading, writing, and arithmetic. Those basic things that we are raised to think about and talk about and understand how important it is for us. And here it is. I'm thinking about history. I'm thinking about the education of our people. I'm thinking about so many things. And I'm realizing how many parents who have kids now that are in elementary school, in middle school, and in high school, and have not went to one parent-teacher conference, have not went to one PTO meeting, have not participated in anything that their child is a part of except a talent show, except a cookout, except for extramural sports, something fun or a sporting activity, unless they play a sport, you know, like football or track or whatever, softball, whatever, they'll show up for that. But when it comes to getting a good quality education, and you might not know anything about math, you might not know anything about English, you might not know anything about social studies, you might not know anything about physics, you might not have a clue, but the fact that you care and the fact that you ask questions every day when they come home, that you spend at least 30 minutes to an hour and say, show me what you're doing. You know, show me your grades. You know, talk to me about your school. If you just spent 1 hour, just 1 hour a day. Okay. Let me give you the benefit of the doubt. 4 hours a week. You break it up that you are involved in your child's elementary life. you're involved in your child's middle school life. You're involved with your child's high school life. Believe it or not, it's going to make an impact. It's going to make a difference. And one of the things that hurt me more than anything, you know, I had my surgery. I had triple bypass heart surgery in 2022. So I'm sitting down one day and I'm having a conversation with my daughter. And I said, what is it that, you know, that you missed that I wasn't, you know, we just having a real talk. And she said, Daddy, the thing that hurt me more than anything is that you weren't there enough. You know, I know you were working. I know you were taking care of us and doing what you needed to do as a father, as far as a provider. But I needed all of you. I needed you to be there when I had events. I needed you to be there when things were going on in school and things were going on when we had functions and things of that nature. You were not there. And I'm going to be honest with you guys. The pain that I felt, and it was a pain of, I can't do anything about it. That time has come and gone. You know, there's nothing I could do to turn the clock back and participate or do anything. And it hurt, man. And it's a pain. You know how sometimes you'll take pain and put it somewhere and just kind of let it stay there, and, you know, just kind of remind you of stuff. That's where that is for me. I promised her that I'll be a part of her college life. I'll be a part of her music career life, that I'm going to be involved. I ask questions every day. How's the job going? How's this going? Are you writing music? You know, I try to make sure I'm in tune with what's going on in her life. It won't make up for what I missed then, but it just means I haven't given up on me or her. And so I want you, mama, daddy, cousin, auntie, grandmama, granddaddy, whoever's involved in that elementary age child's life right now, please make the village work. Make the village work. Whoever's involved in that middle school age kid's life right now, make the village work. Who's ever involved in that high school kid's life right now, make the village work. What do you mean, make the village work? If you can't go to a PTO meeting, see if grandmama can go. See if granddaddy can go. See if auntie can go. See if aunt can go. If you can't go, you might work third shift. You might work another type of shift. If you can't, somebody has to go. Somebody's got. Wouldn't it be nice every time something would take place that child can look out in the audience or look out and see somebody in their family or somebody's in their family, to let them know that this place right here, this place is important besides a basketball game, besides a football game? You think if you just kind of, you know, when there was time for a PTO meeting, what if the whole family came? What if all the aunts and uncles showed up? And now that individual, that child, that kid is thinking, oh, my God, my family really cares about me getting a quality education. Think about the Sundays. Let's keep it real. Think about this year. Let's just think about maybe the last 5 years. You know, if you went and did a survey with your, if you have an elementary age or middle school age or high school age child, and you went and asked them and said, or they came and asked you, or you asked them, or vice versa, how many times have you came home and we asked you anything about school? How many times when you came home did we ask you anything about the next PTO meeting or the next parents-teacher conference? How many times when I came home asked me about how do I go about meeting with a teacher? When was the last time you even asked for a report card? How many of us you know, I don't know any kind of way to say it, but how many of us really don't even care? You know, we love our kids, right? We can convince ourselves. You know, when my parents were living, and I was in school, and when I got to a place where I wanted them to be involved, probably middle school, high school, you know, I was good in track, and now listen to me, I was good in track, and I wanted my parents and them to come and watch me run track, but guess what? I wasn't good in academics. I didn't really care if they didn't say anything to me about academics. I really wasn't, you know, balling in that, you know, but I was good in sports and I would love for them to show up for that. Isn't it ironic, you know, we're talking about 1975 and even now in 2024, we have parents that are still like that. That it's more important for them to come and see their child play football or see their child play basketball or baseball or what, tennis or whatever, but don't have any involvement at all on their academic progress. And then we wonder why our kids are suffering mentally, physically, spiritually, because we don't let them know that we're concerned about the whole package. Reading, writing, and arithmetic, the whole package. Spiritually, going to church, participating at church, participating in the community, volunteering, the whole package. The whole package. The whole package. And here we are. We are in 2024, people. And all you got to do is turn around and kind of look at your nephews, your nieces, your nephews, your grandkids, and if they are struggling and they've finished school, finished high school, and they're struggling, you got to really look at yourself and go, what did I do to help prepare them to have a better life than me? You'll be surprised what'll happen if you just show up. That's really what I'm saying today. If you have kids right now who are in elementary school, middle school, high school, show up. I ain't talking about sports. I'm talking about parent-teacher conferences. I'm talking about PTO meetings, whatever functions are dealing with education or whatever, any community concerns that relate to the school or community, show up. It's going to make a difference. You'll be surprised. Think about it. If you've never went to a meeting at all, could you imagine if you showed up how your child would act? What are you doing here? I care. For real? When did you start caring? Well, I always did. I just didn't feel like, you know, how's that sound? We got a lot of work to do, people. We kind of live like you know how you cut yourself and, you know, you kind of stop the bleeding. And so you put a Band-Aid on until the new skin grows back. Well, for us, we put the Band-Aid on and we leave it on. And the skin never grows back. We don't really dig into the surface to clean it out. We don't dig into the situation to make sure that we're doing everything we can for our child to succeed. We just do just a Band-Aid enough. Every blue moon we'll mention, how you doing in school? Every blue moon we'll kind of say, hey, maybe after their fourth or fifth report card, hey, I ain't seen your report card all year. Why don't you show it to me? And we really don't care. We're just kind of curious. And right now, there's been legislation that's been passed that they don't even want our young people to know certain parts of our black history. And you probably didn't even know that either. And I guess if you don't know the history, why do you care if your child know it? It's not too late. It's time for change. Get it together, brother. Get it together, sister. Be better and do better. God bless you. Oh, yeah. Peace.